Aran Lords and his Seraphs, and Tarek, and Tolwyn. Her lip curled back at the thought of Tolwyn, and memories surged up. Soren trying to fight his way to her, a bolt of energy hitting his chest, him staggering before dropping to his knees, his golden eyes finding hers, slowly dimming. I would still choose to stay in the darkness. Scarlet, Cassius said cautiously, a hand coming to rest on her back. Breathe, Seastar. She pushed the memories back down, forcing herself to focus on her task, getting her and Cassius, her soulmate, her guardian, and her hand to the queen, out of here. Alaric had long since flown off to the castle, his black feathered wings a stain against the brilliant blue sky. Now she just had to wait. She'd left Rizalda's key for him, knew he would eagerly scoop it up and rush to shift it with the rest of the keys. It was why she had made sure Tolwyn had figured out how to shift them first. She wouldn't have left it if she wasn't certain this plan would go into effect immediately. She'd dealt him a hard hit by burning his fellowship to the ground. He'd be blinded by rage, eager to strike back. So eager he wouldn't heed her warning that she was already so far under his skin, there was no hope of getting her out. Hazel, the High Witch, would remind him of her words when the time came. Maybe she already had. Scarlet really had no way of knowing for sure when he would shift the Avonlane keys. She simply knew her former master well enough to know it would be within the day. She could see the Adria Sea off in the distance. The sun was beginning to drop. She'd already used too much of her power by continuing to circle above the carnage she'd wrought. She was pushing her limits. Between the white flames to bring down the Fellowship and maintaining her shadow dragon they were currently riding, she was going to have just enough of her Avonlane gifts to travel them out of here. She took one last look at the still-burning remains of the Fellowship, the place where she had grown up in all the ways that mattered, with Cassius and Neri and Juliet, the place she had learned to fight and manipulate and kill, the place she had loved and hated with equal passion. Then she steered her shadow dragon towards the sea. Once they reached it, she would travel them to the others, who were all on ships sailing west to Avonlea. They'd left a week ago, when Tolwyn had led Alaric and the Seraphs into the Fey Courts. Prince Azriel had warned them it was coming the day after the events of the throne room. Of course, she didn't remember any of that, given that she was unconscious at the time. But Princess Ashton had come the day before the invasion was to occur, giving them ample time to get everyone out. The ships had been readied for weeks by that point. A small number of ships from both the fire and water courts had been ready to set sail at a moment's notice. They'd loaded the children onto the ships, along with the fire and water inner courts. They'd all set sail, only Scarlet and Cassius staying behind. They'd been hiding out in the Witchlands, waiting for the perfect time to put their plan into action. It was a plan that had been altered since the events of that throne room. She and Soren had come up with the original plan when she had finally figured out how to voice her suspicions and jumbled ideas after speaking with the sorceress in the prison beneath the Black Halls. It had taken her weeks to sort through it all, to unravel the riddles and meld them with her own thoughts. Then they had brought that plan to the others, asking for their help. They'd made changes and adjusted varying aspects as the others had pointed out flaws or better alternatives. Until it was perfect. Until the timing would be perfect. Then the Morans had put everything into motion earlier than she'd wanted by trying to come after Teyva Tyndale and Windenell's crown prince, Callan Solgard. How everything had played out in that throne room, none of that had gone to plan. Not the deaths of Callan's parents and his personal guards, Sloane and Finn. Not Tolwyn showing up as a